Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There's growing concern about methamphetamine use in the drug overdose crisis. Recent numbers out of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show deaths linked to these stimulants are rising fast, while deaths from opioids decline. But unlike opioids, there are no approved treatment medications for meth, and that has some patients taking desperate steps while they wait. Martha Biebinger from member station WBUR reports.
When meth users want to stop the cycles of sleepless days that ravage bodies, they often look for help. But Eric says he's had trouble finding programs that take patients addicted to meth.
So a lot of people have to lie to get in. You have to say alcohol.
Or take an opioid, something that will show up in a urine test. Once inside, Eric would talk his way into a 2 or 3 month program.
They don't really work on specifically meth addiction, so you just have to, but the only thing that is good about it is it's an environment where I'm away from wherever I was using and around other people that hopefully want to get clean.
But after those few months were up, Eric would be back on the streets looking for housing and a job. We're only using his first name because Eric has used illegal drugs. At 32, he's tried most of them. These days, he's managing an addiction to heroin with buprenorphine. Fighting the powerful urge to shoot meth is more difficult.
So I was able to stop everything, literally marijuana, alcohol, everything except for meth.
Then Eric found Dr. Laura Keogh. She's medical director of the Substance Use Disorder Bridge Clinic at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. She says more and more meth patients who can't get themselves away from meth approach her with what Keogh calls a shocking request.
We're seeing people coming in desperation, asking to be essentially locked up, to be locked away from the substance, so to speak.
Keogh won't do it.
And we know that that is not an effective strategy and is not a therapeutic intervention at all.
Instead, Keogh says she books more frequent appointments with these patients at Mass General's walk-in clinic. She's building relationships, using meds to ease the patient's anxiety or depression, and connecting them to group counseling, social workers, and peer coaches.
We're all working together, trying to come up with creative and innovative ways as we wait for science to catch up.
Much of that catch-up is funded by the National Institute on Drug Abuse, where Dr. Nora Volkoff is the director. She agrees finding ways to treat meth addiction must be a top priority as death rates rise.
It's very problematic. It's rising very, very rapidly, and we're far behind than from opioids.
Far behind in two ways. No approved medication to help patients stop using meth, and nothing like Narcan, the drug that reverses an opioid overdose. But there's a lot in the works. Let's start with preventing a meth overdose. Researchers are testing drugs they might inject in someone who's out of control on a meth high. As Volkoff explains, the idea is that this injection would soak up meth in the bloodstream.
One of the most promising areas of research is the development of antibodies that can trap methamphetamine.
Stopping the meth before it triggers a heart attack, stroke, or life-threatening high body temperature. To treat an addiction to meth, some doctors try transitioning patients from meth to one of the prescription stimulants you may have heard of, Adderall, Vyvanse, or Ritalin, and then weaning patients off of those drugs.
There is some slight evidence of perhaps some level of therapeutic benefit from stimulant medications. But again, the effect sizes are very small and the evidence is weak.
Volkoff says studies are testing whether two meds used to treat opioid addiction might help with meth. There's some new research that shows one antidepressant reduced meth use. But in the absence of approved medicines to treat meth, Volkoff says the science points to a system of rewards for drug users, like food vouchers or movie passes, when their urine is drug-free.
That is the only strong evidence that there is benefit from a therapeutic intervention for methamphetamine. It does not mean that other interventions may not be useful. The evidence is not there.
Tell me about the meth now. How are you doing with that?
A lot better now.
Dr. Keogh and Eric go over meds he's taking to treat problems that Eric has used meth for in the past.
that what's been helping is the Wellbutrin and the gabapentin. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like low doses of that, yeah. and it gets me through the cravings and the depression that's associated with
it. Eric adjusts the doses daily as needed. He says gabapentin, a seizure med, curbs his cravings for meth. Right now, this ad hoc combination, along with counseling, works for Eric. He has a job, his own apartment, is back in touch with a cherished aunt, and hasn't used meth since September. For Here and Now, I'm Martha Biebinger.